Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
A couple of quick announcements before the episode. Today's show is about Bajirao Mastani, and there will be spoilers. So if you haven't seen the movie and plan to watch it, please skip ahead to part two, and I will put the exact time in the description. Also, we will have a separate episode about Dilwale. So even though we do talk about it a couple of times during this episode, we will have another episode which goes into more detail. Thanks and enjoy the show.
आंधी रोके तो हम तूफान, तूफान रोके तो हम आग का दरिया। ये शब्द है बाजीराव पल्लाड़ के। हर हर
बचने ते धड़क धड़क ढोल ताश धड़क धड़क भंडारा झिड़क झिड़क मल्लारी खड़क धड़क भड़क साली चटक मटक फटक साली दुश्मन की देखो जो फाट लावली अरे बचने ते धड़क धड़क ढोल ताश धड़क धड़क भंडारा झिड़क झिड़क मल्लारी खड़क धड़क भड़क साली चटक मटक फटक साली दुश्मन की देखो जो
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Bollywood Weekly. I have with me Uzma and Hani from The Bollywood Project.
Hi.
Hey.
So for those of you who don't know, The Bollywood Project is another amazing podcast about Bollywood. And they are much more regular and up-to-date than me in terms of actually getting episodes out, which is also my way of apologizing for being absent for the last 2 weeks. As most of you know, it's like full-on wedding season in India right now. So that is what I was doing. But so we're going to talk about Bajirao Mastani, amongst other things today. But before we do that, do you guys want to quickly just talk about The Bollywood Project and what it is?
Okay, well, this is Uzma, just so you guys can start recognizing voices, because there are two of us. So we're basically another Bollywood podcast, as Aditya just said. And basically, we do gossip, casting news, and then blind items, which I guess counts as gossip, but we have like a whole other section for that. And then we also do movie reviews whenever a movie that we're interested in releases, which is not every week. So we're not review based as Aditya's podcast is.
Yeah, and we upload every Monday, and then every other week we do a discussion podcast where we either have a guest on or we talk about something that's relevant to Bollywood pertaining in India. And we actually had Aditya on one of our episodes, so you guys should check that out as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very good.
Also, the blind items is by far my favorite segment of the show. It's so much fun.
You don't like old men on Twitter?
Old men on Twitter, I can actually see on Twitter, but the blind items, it's like, because I have very little patience for actually reading like the Bollywood news, because as you point out, some of it is so just, you're clearly talking about someone, you could just say their name already, it doesn't really matter. But anyway, moving on, Bajirao Mastani, I know from listening to your show that you guys, before the movie came out, were already very excited about it. Did it live up to your expectations?
Yeah, definitely. Can I just say, the day it came out, I went to the first showing because I was too excited and I couldn't wait to not go. I planned on seeing it with my friends and it just never panned out. So I'm glad I went and I saw the first showing and I absolutely loved it. Like, words can't explain how much I like this movie.
I loved it too. I'm going to say, I know I shouldn't compare movies, but the last movie I had seen in theaters was Tamasha. Yeah. And Tamasha is like an emotional, I really connected to it. I loved it. If you guys heard our episode, I was like crying. Like it was like, I loved Tamasha. So this movie wasn't like as emotionally connective. So I was a little disappointed about that. Like that's the only aspect that disappointed me. Also the ending went on a little too long. Mm-hmm. That was another aspect that I kind of didn't like, but otherwise loved every second, like just amazing.
Yeah. I was actually surprised because I typically don't like these big historical epic type of movies, not just in Bollywood, even in Hollywood as well, like Troy and 300 or all of that. I mean, I like them, but it's never something that really like sticks with me. But I really enjoyed this one, and I can't really put my finger on why, because typically when I watch a movie, it's like, if it has fine, it has, you know, really great set design, really great direction and art direction and all of that, I can appreciate how good it is. But that would not necessarily be the reason I like the movie. Usually it's either because the story was really good or because the characters were really good or I can really relate to the characters. This movie, it was like none of those really stood out. Everything was just really good to a certain level where I was like, this is fun. I'm enjoying watching this. And it was a little too long in certain parts. And there are also parts where it's very cliched Bollywood style, but that you expect, and you know, especially after watching Dilwale about 2 hours later, you can very easily forgive some of that stuff. But yeah, I thought it was overall really just well done.
Wait, you couldn't relate to Bajirao at all? Not at all. You couldn't relate to having two. You couldn't relate to having two wives, you know, falling in love with somebody else. I'm just surprised, you know?
Such a relatable character, everyday man.
Literally.
I know, and everyday man, like, he can kill people with a sword, he can deliver babies on the side.
He's a pregnancy test.
Yeah. He's like multi-talented, clearly.
I think it was like the combination of everything. Like, it had a good storyline, it had good cinematography, it had amazing actors in the movie. And so just having that combination just pulled the whole movie together. Because I, like you, don't, I hate historical movies. I haven't seen Jodha Akbar. I don't watch those kind of movies. So
Jodha Akbar's really good, by the way. But
I'm on Hani's team on this one. I also haven't seen Jodha Akbar. When I heard it was 4 hours long, I was like, no, I can't do this.
Wow. Okay. Well, I don't like movies like 300 or Troy because I don't like battle scenes. But this movie, I was like encaptured by the battle scenes. They were crazy. Like, I was sitting there wondering, like, how did he accomplish this? And then he said in the beginning, no animals were hurt. And I was like, I don't really believe you. But okay. Whatever you say.
Most of the animals were probably CGI, I hope.
The tiger looked it.
Yeah, the tiger looked it. But I know Ranveer actually had a horse, and that's how he ended up getting injured, because he got bucked off his horse during filming. But I don't imagine them having a lot of elephants and stuff on set. I mean, that was cool. I'd like to be on an elephant.
Wait, are you guys serious? There was CGI?
I think most of them were.
Isn't that what you like to like? Come in on the elephant during a battle scene. Or you know the scene where he's where he calls his men and they put up the shields and he runs and he hits that guy across the neck and he's sitting on an elephant? I don't think that happened, Uzma.
That one is really fake. That is the one scene where you look at it and it's
okay,
like,
okay guys.
Really...
speak for yourselves maybe.
But what I actually liked about the war scenes, or about the movie in general and the way they showed the war, is that it wasn't just about Ranveer going out there and just killing a bunch of people with a sword. They actually talked about his strategy and how he like actually used his brain and used game theory to be like, okay, they have twice as many soldiers, but they don't know that. So let's go and negotiate with them and scare them into thinking we have a better army. I really liked all of that stuff, which most of these movies don't really focus on. They're just like, oh, okay, it's a war. Let's go. Let's kill everyone and destroy everything in sight.
I know both of you haven't seen Jodha Akbar, but one of my problems with that was they don't explain enough. And this movie, it kind of over-explained, but I appreciated it because I needed to know that Mastani was this one's daughter from this mistress and this and this. Yeah. Like, in Jodha Akbar, you're just left there kind of like, okay, so this guy is who? Like, I don't know who this is. I don't know who. They don't even give you background information much on who Akbar is. Like, I know I'm supposed to know who he is. Just give me a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
So who was your favorite character, though?
Kashi. Say Kashi.
That's a tough one. I, I feel really bad for Kashi Bai because she, like, the poor thing, she, like, devotes her whole life to Ranveer, and then he just goes off and has another affair, and her whole life is just turned upside down through no fault of her own.
I think we can decide who we don't, who we like the least. Nana, obviously.
Oh, yeah. I didn't understand what he was doing. But
I thought it was understandable. I just didn't like him.
Which character did I like the most? That's a tough one. Probably Kashi Bai, yeah.
I had a lot of problems with Mastani. That's why I liked Kashi Bai. Mastani was very problematic.
Explain problematic.
In the sense that she thought she got married, or she felt that she had this passionate love because he gave her his dagger, and she knew that he didn't understand that custom. And so for her to take that and be like, oh, we're married now, like, I have to go all the way to him and invade his life, even though she knew that she wouldn't be accepted because she was half Muslim, and she still took that chance. I thought that was very, like, there are issues there.
I liked Mastani. I just thought she was really naive. Like, obviously she, okay, so I think Ranveer was, or Bajira was very forward every time he went to see her before they were married. Whatever they did, married. Like, he literally walked into her room and she was, like, half naked. He pulled her shirt down. Like, he burned her. Like, he was very forward for not being married to her or being even talking to her or whatever. I mean, I thought everything she did was kind of, he kind of asked for it.
I actually don't think she was naive, because one thing I did like about her, while I mean, I have also similar issues about her character and all of that, but what I did like is once she actually gets to Pune and she's shunned, she keeps finding ways to, like, creep back in, and she doesn't mind dancing or giving up her dignity or doing whatever it takes, which in a way is quite cool, and which I quite appreciated.
I thought she was naive because of that one scene before Pinga, where she's like, oh, he held my hand, but he didn't let go of your hand. That's like a direct translation in English,
yeah,
what she said.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was like, you really think that's good enough? Like, you really think what you're saying is good enough? He spent Eid with you. He went to you first after he won Delhi. Like, how is that fair to anybody? I don't know. Yeah. That's why I thought she was naive, because she doesn't understand that. I don't know. And one of our friends...
That she's a home wrecker, basically.
Okay, but to her credit, she didn't know that he was married.
Yeah, she didn't.
When she came to Pune, she didn't know. And no one told her.
Didn't she? I feel like because the Peshwa was so well-known and famous, I feel like she must have known.
Well, then if she knew, it's maybe because her dad had so many wives that she was like, oh, this is normal.
Like, people do this all the time.
No, but like, if that's all you've known, and she seemed to be accepted where she was, so maybe she thought.
Also, I mean, once she got there, no one had an issue with the fact that the Peshwa had a second wife. They had an issue with the fact that she was Muslim and not from the same faith. So that clearly didn't seem to be a problem for anyone.
Yeah, that was weird. I thought it was interesting that Sanjay Leela Bhansali, like, I mean, he could have gone about this in so many ways, but the fact that he made Kashi so crazy for Bajirao, he could have made her less, I don't know, she was so over the top. She was like, oh, if any girl looks at him, I'll freak out or whatever, like that whole thing. I thought that it was interesting that he chose that route for Kashi's character. That she was so head over heels in love with him, like a child almost.
But I think that's what makes her character. That's why everyone feels so passionately about Kashi Bai. Because if she was like this Jalak lady, we'd be like, oh, he's totally meant to be with Mastani. And this way, he made it relatable that, like, we feel something for Kashi Bai.
And also, I mean, even after all of this happens, she keeps a brave face and she still maintains her dignity. She doesn't go into, like, oh my God, I'm going to just sit and cry and be in depression for the rest of my life. She still keeps doing things. She, like, takes care of her son. She does all the stuff that she's supposed to do in the court and in the house and everything else. And she just kind of shuts everything out, which also, I think, adds another layer of making the audience respect her more and relate to her more. Because it's like you're clearly going through so much pain and so much hardship, but you can still maintain a strong facade, at least.
And fun fact, she actually raises Shamshair after Mastani dies in real life. Not,
oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So she ends up raising Shimshir, which I thought is, like, so beautiful. And they should have shown it in the movie. But it would have gotten a little cheesy, I think. And the way they ended it, obviously, was more powerful. With him fighting his inner demons and all that nonsense. But, yeah.
That scene was a bit over the top, though.
Yeah, it dragged on. It dragged on for way too long. I think if they had cut it, like, a minute or two shorter, it would have been much more powerful than it was.
Yeah. It was, like... I don't know. And then they just kept cutting back to Kashi and to Mastani. And it's like, okay, end it. Cut the cord. Cut the cord. I also thought it was a little weird that she knew that. And she was like, that was the most unbelievable part of the whole movie. The fact that she knew that he was dying and she died at the same exact moment.
Yeah, that's primarily what I was referring to when I was talking about the parts that are over the top Bollywood cliche. It's like Ranveer falls down and Mastani 200 miles away suddenly, like, something clicks in her heart. It's like, oh my god.
At least they explained that before when they said Hamare Dil Ek Saath and then, yeah, so you know they told you it was gonna happen. It's not like you weren't expecting it.
Yeah, that's true. But I think in terms of acting, all three of them did an amazing job.
So great.
This is Ranveer's best movie.
Yeah, exactly. Deepika and Priyanka is sort of expected based on just what they've done and how good they are in general. But before the movie, I had really strong reservations about Ranveer as a Maratha warrior and, you know, all of that. But he actually did a really good job. There are still parts where he's not 100% as convincing as someone like Hrithik Roshan, for example, would be. But he still does a lot of things well and does a lot of things that, I mean, I was very pleasantly surprised.
Me too. I didn't think at any point that this is Ranveer being Bajirao, you know what I mean? I think the look helped a lot, obviously. It was like a completely different person. But also, I think this is the first time for me that Deepika, I didn't sit there thinking, oh, this is Deepika. I was thinking Mastani almost the entire time. Even in the Masha, I kept seeing Deepika. And even in this, she didn't have a different look, but she had... They aged her so well too, as in you believe that she was this little kid's mom, but you wouldn't believe that in the beginning she was a little kid's mom. I don't know how they did it, obviously some makeup tricks or something, but they did it really well, I thought.
Yep, really props to Deepika, because that was the person I was really hesitant about, but she pulled this role off really well.
One issue I had is, like, I felt like this movie had, I don't know if you guys agree, but I felt like this movie had continuity problems, or I was really confused. Because at the, like, right when the interval happens, both Deepika and Priyanka, sorry, spoiler alert if anyone is listening.
I think we spoiled a lot already.
Should have led with that. But anyway. At the interval, they both find out, or Ranveer finds out that both Deepika and Priyanka are pregnant, and then Priyanka finds out about Mastani through the Room of Mirrors, that thing, which was also really cool. And then the next scene after the interval is the baby is born. I'm like, what happened in these 8 months in between? Did y'all just pretended like and y'all didn't see each other and everyone was fine? And then the next scene after that is like the kids are already 4 years old. And I was like, there's all this tension and all these things happening between Mastani and between Kashibai and between the mom. And it's just, you know, years and years pass by and nothing is done about it. And then suddenly they confront each other.
It's because in real life, that's what happened. They've only met once or twice, according to... There was an open letter penned by one of their relatives, I think Bajirao's relatives. And they said that they only met once or twice in real life as well. So I think that's what they were trying to depict.
That Kashi and Mastani have only met like a few times. So their lives never actually intersected as much as you would think. Like, there wasn't as... tensionful as I think we think. I think there's a lot of times where Ranveer or Bajirao was away at war and like stuff was just going on that didn't. That's why I want a movie about Mastani raising Shimshir, because I think it's really interesting to see that what happened in those 4 years where he was, you know, where she taught him all those values and like what was actually going on. I thought the continuity issue was in Ranveer's weight, because he would go from having a really chubby face to like a really skinny. He looked like he was like half dead in some scenes, and I was like, what's going on? You need to, like, I don't understand. That was my continuity issue with the movie, but
yeah. I feel like that could be explained by him going to war and fighting and then coming back.
No, but it was literally, like, the scene where he goes, to tell where Kashi's finding, like, you're not coming back into this house or this room or whatever. He has a very full and chubby face. I remember thinking, oh, he looks like he's eating well. And then the next scene is when he's like, Hamari Delek Sat, whatever. And he looks like a skeleton in that scene. Like, he looks half dead. So that's what I was like, what is going on? Someone explain this.
I didn't even notice that.
That's something I noticed because he looks so skinny in the next scene. Like, so skinny.
Did not notice that.
I was going to say, what did you guys think about the trailer versus the actual movie? Because I know that was the complaint with Tamasha, that the trailer... And so I feel like it's interesting to see what you thought from the trailer versus what actually happened in the movie.
I mean, the thing is, with this one, the trailer didn't really reveal a lot about the story. It was more about, look how amazing and grand and beautiful this movie is, and look how great all these people look. Which is fine, I think, because that's also what most people are going to the movie for. So in that sense, I didn't really know what to expect in terms of the story. And I actually got because I watched it a week later than most other people, I actually got mixed reviews from my friends and people I know about the movie. Most of them were not actually that happy or that impressed with the story. They were like, yeah, the story is really boring and predictable and just a bunch of stuff happens, but it looks really nice. And I was like, okay, fine. So I didn't go in expecting a lot, but I actually quite liked the story. I thought it was pretty engaging. I always wanted to know what happened next. There were times when it was predictable, but it was still like something could happen which took you by surprise or which you didn't really expect. So I didn't really have an issue with the movie versus the trailer. I thought it lived up to it and probably exceeded it because the story was more substantial than I thought based on the trailer.
Yeah, I thought it was a lot better than the trailer depicted. And I also think, because another objection that was raised is people thought that Mastani was like a dancer, like a courtesan, like a, I don't know what you call them.
Yeah.
And then they explained that so well in the movie. Like, that's why they kept saying, go watch the movie, go watch the movie, like it's explained. So I thought that was really cool. And yeah, I think a lot of Deepika's dialogues in the trailer felt not well said. I don't know, it just felt weird. And then in the movie, they felt right. Mm-hmm. They felt a little weird in the trailer. I don't know. I have a problem with her diction, I think is what it is.
I liked that the movie was a lot about family members included. Like, it wasn't just Bajirao, Mastani, and Kashibai. Like, it had a lot of family dynamics involved, and I appreciated that in the movie.
Yeah. I like that it wasn't just their love story. Like, he did a lot of, like, they showed a lot of him, not just at war, but, like, with the Dili thing and, like, I don't know, a lot of interesting things. And that one scene where he's drunk and he's like, I still belong to the state, and a bunch of Bajiras and Mastanis will die, but the state will keep going or whatever.
Yeah, I think on the point with Deepika's dialogues, watching the movie gives you a lot more context as to what those lines actually mean and why they're important, which in the trailer you don't get, which is why... In watching the movie. And I actually, I mean, I'll ask you about this in a second, but I felt the same way about the music as well. I mean, when listening to the songs or watching the videos, I was kind of less excited or less impressed than actually watching it in the movie, in the theater, because there's a much more context and there's much more. It just fit in very nicely with what was happening. So on that note, what did you guys think of the music?
Compared to Ram Leela, it was nothing like impressive. I really liked Ayat, and they had one line of the song in the movie. Once she says the line, the second time she's walking to the thing and they say one line. I was very disappointed about that. But I love Diwani Mastani and I love Binga. So that was nice. Her other dance that she does in front of her dad, that was a little weird. It felt a little out of place. It was a little weird. But it was holy, so I guess it made sense. I don't know. It was just really pretty.
I liked how the lyrics and the songs make sense in the context of the movie. So, like, yeah, if you watch the lyrics, like, the lyrics of Binga match up exactly to what's going on in their lives. Devani Mastani, similar. The only issue I had with that was when they say, Ye Devani Mastani ho gayi, it should have been Ye Mastani Devani ho gayi. Because that was her name. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they should switch that. Yeah. But I really enjoyed Malhari. I was like,
oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, that was such a nice break from, like, I don't know, everything. It was so funny.
Yeah.
I was going to say something. Oh, so during Devani Mastani, I already asked Hani this, but did you see her noticing Kashi? Do you think that she realized that was his wife in that moment? Or do you think she just noticed that there's some lady sitting up there? Because she finds out way later that he has a wife, but she sees Kashi in that song.
I didn't actually notice that. I noticed the reverse of Kashi looking at Mastani being like, she does not seem like just any ordinary dancer, and
these lyrics are yeah. the
and the Peshwa seems really way too into this for this to make sense. But I didn't notice Mastani looking at Kashi.
No. I didn't see that either.
You guys need to rewatch it. But she was looking at her. I was just confused. Like, does she know? Is she just thinking? Like, I don't know. I also thought his sisters would have a lot more involvement in the story than they actually did.
Yeah.
That's why your attention to detail is amazing. From like Ranveer's cheeks to yeah. where Deepika's
I also noticed his mustache a lot. It was looking grim in some scenes, and in other scenes it was fine.
Because it was fake in some scenes and real in others.
That probably explains that. But it's a really funny story, though, in terms of one reason I also maybe it was more difficult for me to notice all of these things is I ended up watching it in the very first row. And the reason for that is we booked tickets online and my friend booked the tickets, but he booked the tickets for like the next day instead of like, I watched this yesterday. So he booked tickets for today. but they still, like, the guy didn't realize either. So they let us in and then we go and we sit down and then someone comes and like, oh, you're in our seat. And I'm like, okay. And the theater was like pretty full. So we ended up just like switching seats four times. So we're like, okay, let's find the next empty available seat. And wait until someone kicks us out. And we literally got moved four times until we just went to the front row and we sat there. And then no one came there.
The funniest story is that literally happened to two guys in my theater as well. They started out all the way in the back. And then until half an hour into the movie, they kept moving around until they were all the way in the first row. So...
And that's what I found annoying, because people were so... They were like half an hour late to the movie. I'm like, why?
You
like,
already missed the whole story.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, and I'm pretty sure we were being solidly judged by all the aunties and uncles being like, these kids probably didn't pay for their tickets. Like, they're just freeloading, like, snuck in here somehow. And I was like, no, we paid. We just paid for the wrong day.
Was the crowd happy? Could you tell? Was everyone loud? Were they, like, enjoying it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, most people were seemed very into it. I mean, it's like a fairly intense movie. It's not like, it doesn't call for a lot of audience participation or laughter. So it's a bit more difficult to tell. People were not into Dilwale, I can tell you that.
Really? Like, my theater was so into them. They were into it. There were people like, I feel like they were choking on their laughter. I was like, okay, everyone, calm down.
When I watched it, it was also pretty full. That time I did book tickets for the right show though, so we got seats. Everyone around me at least was in the same boat. Like, we were laughing at how bad it was and how cheesy it was and not actually laughing at the movie itself, except for a couple of scenes that were quite funny.
Yeah, but there was like one or two scenes.
And that's why I'm glad I watched it at home. I was like, I'm not paying for this movie. It's not happening.
Technically, I didn't pay for mine either. Someone else paid for my ticket, but I was fine. I mean, it was nice. It's like a fun, lighthearted something. You know, just watch it once.
Yeah. I told Uzma this as well. The reason I wanted people to watch Dilwale first is because it is such like a lighthearted, kind of movie. Like, it's something that you just like to time pass kind of movie. But Bajirao has the good substance. Like, that's a good quality movie. So that's why I was like, oh, watch Bajirao second.
Yeah, I really wish I'd watched Bajirao second so I could, like, internalize everything that was going on and, like, that whole thing. I don't know.
Immerse yourself into the...
Yeah. But no, I had, like, 15 minutes. I had 15 minutes to walk from one hall to the other hall and just go to a completely different world. Yeah.
That is literally back-to-back. No, I had, like, a 2-hour break in between so I could process.
Literally, I was running from one theater to another.
Nice.
But what did you think about, like, did you think anybody was wrong in Bajirao? Did you sympathize with everybody?
At different points, yes. Because you do sympathize with Mastani when she's being completely, you know, treated like garbage by her would-be family and not being accepted only because of, based on her faith and based on her religion. And which I think, you know, is also a very topical subject right now in the world. So
that was so interesting that they did that at this moment in time in India.
Yeah, and I mean, it was like, I mean, I was like, I don't know how to feel about this, because on the one hand, like, yes, this is, I totally agree with this, but at the same time, you know, Baji Rao is married and she is the other woman. So from that perspective, but no one in the movie, and at that time, I guess it was much more widely done or accepted. So that no one seemed to have a problem with. So I was like, okay, fine. If y'all are cool with it, then I have issues with this though. And then with Ranveer or with the Peshwa, I don't know if I sympathize with him as such, but you just kind of admire and respect his character. And even I as someone who doesn't really, or is not really a big fan of like action scenes and stuff, the scene at the end, right before he kind of falls sick, where he just goes one man by himself and just takes out everyone, and it's like, yeah, okay, it's probably unrealistic, but the way they show it is so well done, you can't help but just be kind of carried by this force of nature, pretty much, that he turns into.
I think that's the most genius part about Bajirao, is the whole movie built up to that one scene, so you believe that it's true because of his character, because he's so decisive, he knows what he wants, he's so like, you don't feel bad for him because he doesn't give you an opportunity to feel bad for him. The only opportunity he gives you to feel bad for him is when he has a fever, and then you're like, oh, poor guy, he has a fever. You're not like, like, look what life has done to him. You're like, he didn't listen to, like, he didn't accept what his mom said. He never accepted what people told him. And like, I think that was like the most, because we all try to be that kind of person and none of us are that person. So you believe it in the end that he could do that. Like, he can catch an arrow in his face. He can like, do all that stuff because it built up to that moment, I think. But I think that's another genius of the movie, is you actually feel bad for Mastani, which is like, after Kashi says the whole thing about Radha Krishna and all that stuff, you're like, I will never ever feel bad for Mastani ever, ever, ever. And then you do, like, literally in the next scene, you feel bad for Mastani.
Yeah. The other thing I liked about Ranveer's character is that when he's not at battle, he's really quite fun. And he's like so sarcastic and just making fun of all his like other all the other people with him and his brothers and stuff. It's great.
Yeah. And then I thought everybody in the movie, even the side characters, were so good at their roles. Even Aditya Pancholi was just as despicable as you'd want him to be.
He played his real life character very well in the movie. I mean, there was no acting involved there.
Oh yeah. So funny. And I thought Tanvi Azmi was pretty good. I know people didn't like her in the movie, but I thought she was good.
Oh, really? Why didn't people like her?
They said she wasn't believable as the... Like, she was too over-the-top kind of... That's what I think Anupama said that.
But that's how, like, moms or, like, sasumas are. Like, that's how they behave.
She was a little dramatic, but I liked it. Like, yeah. It was very nice.
She was dramatic, but I still felt it was believable because, I mean, like Hani just said, I feel like, you know, there are overbearing, overprotective mother-in-laws like that.
Both of you haven't seen Jodha Akbar, but she literally is the exact character of another character in Jodha Akbar. There's his milkmaid, I guess you would call her, the one who, like, raised him. She's not his mother, but she's, like, his milkmaid, the one who nursed him, I guess, whatever. She's also bald. She also wears white. I mean, I'm guessing she's just like a widow or something. And she is the exact same character as Bajirao's mom, almost, in Jodha Akbar. So a lot of people are drawing that comparison. But yeah, that's, I think, another reason why people didn't like her character as much, because she was so comparable to that.
Cool. Any other thoughts on Bajirao Mastani?
We could go on and on and on.
Yeah, literally.
Turn into like a 2 or 3 hour podcast.
Okay, closing thoughts on Bajirao Mastani, to phrase it another way.
I definitely think it's worth watching in theaters. It was my first Bollywood movie that I saw in theaters because...
What?
Reasons.
Yeah, right?
Well, I'm sorry, pause. How do you watch movies otherwise?
You know, there's this thing called the internet.
She also didn't grow up much on Bollywood. So.
Yeah, my parents are really super into Bollywood, and like the closest theater is 20 minutes away, and I have to pay toll, cross a bridge, blah, blah, blah. But... a helpful tip for everyone who is super into Bollywood but doesn't want to pay for tickets. If you wait till the day after it comes out in India, everything's online.
I refuse to encourage piracy on this podcast.
So, you're going to get him into so much trouble.
I don't know how times I've said that on my podcast.
The views of all guests on the show are theirs and not reflective of mine or the show.
Wait, you should put up like a 30-second disclaimer, like the beginning of this movie. Like a 2-minute long disclaimer.
But isn't it, I mean, I'm genuinely curious though, isn't the video quality just
horrible?
Really bad?
Yeah, Honey's just it's not okay
too
with it.
It's not too bad. It's not too bad. It's like, I don't know, watching it
Honey,
in 480.
Honey watches movies online, then she doesn't like them, and then we all like them, and then she's like, I don't know why you guys like them. Because we watched them in theaters and we actually saw the actual movie. Like, I don't know.
No, but I'm saying, okay, Bajira Mastani is worth watching in theaters.
Okay. I mean, no, because although I don't condone piracy, I tried doing the same thing for Brothers because I was out of town that weekend and so I just couldn't watch it. So I was like, okay, let me try watching it online. And I watched like the first 20 minutes and with the picture quality was just so bad, I was like, there's no point. I might as well just not watch it and not do this.
It depends on the hype of the movie. If it's a super hyped up movie, it'll be online in good quality. Like Bajira Mastani is online in good quality.
Already knows.
Okay, so bottom line, watch Bajira Mastani in theaters.
Yes, definitely. I don't think you'll get, I think you'll get a little bored if you don't watch it in theaters, honestly.
Yeah.
Cool. On that note, we will take a quick break and play a song from Bajira, and I will let you guys pick what song
Ayat.
To play.
Ayat.
Okay, what is your vote?
I would say
Ayat.
Any of the three the songs that came out, Devani Mastani, Pinga, or Malhari.
If you really want to get into the spirit of the movie.
So anything except Ayat.
Play Malhari because that's an unhyped song. Like it's not getting it the credit it deserves.
Play Ayat at any point on this podcast. I don't care when you play it. Just play it. That'll get people into the mood.
Okay. I'll play one at the start, which means people have already heard it. And so...
Tujhe
yaad kar liya hai ayat ki tarah qayam tu ho gayi hai riwayat ki tarah tujhe yaad kar liya hai mar
Okay, welcome back for part two. There have been a lot of trailers that have come out. Before we get into that, though, a quick one-minute summary of your views on Dilwale. We will have another podcast going into much more painful, excruciating detail. But while I have you guys here, what are your thoughts?
The movie is only worth it because of Varun and Shah Rukh's beard. That's the only reason why you should go watch this movie.
Okay, the reason the movie... Okay, so it's an enjoyable movie if you're literally looking for time pass and fun. Varun is really good. Varun and Shah Rukh's chemistry is really good. Kriti Sanon shouldn't be in the movie. And the songs are really good, so you'll enjoy it.
Yes. Premika's not in the movie, but they're releasing a music video for it, so... You know, just in case you're disappointed.
No one was, besides you.
That song is the best song on the soundtrack.
Literally,
I feel
no
like
one heard
except,
it.
And I think you guys said this on your show as well, except Manmaya Motion, they all sound the same. They're all like different versions of each other.
Yeah, they are.
But this is one movie where I would encourage piracy because please don't give them any more money. Like, why? You're just encouraging them to do this again. Anyway. Moving on to trailers. Since I've been away for so long, there have been a lot of trailers that I've missed out on. So I don't think we will have time to go through all of them. But a couple of ones that I picked out. is Neerja.
So excited. Like, we love Sonam Kapoor, so we will support her regardless, but she actually looks like she's doing a very good job in this movie. There's this one, like, I literally got goosebumps watching the trailer, and I know Hani can't even talk about the movie for too long because she gets so, like, worked up. But I don't know. I really liked the idea. I like the concept, and I like that it's a story that we haven't really heard about. I don't like when they do, like, these biopics and stuff, and they're all about wrestlers, or they're all about, I don't know.
Two coming in 2016.
Literally wrestlers all the time. I'm so tired of wrestlers and boxing and all that stuff. So, like, and even the female ones, they end up being about sports. So something that's feminine, like a flight attendant, is inherently feminine. And just the fact that she's a hero, I don't know, it's like, it's such a female oriented film without being a female oriented film, and I don't know, I'm really excited.
Yeah, same. I appreciate that Sonam took on this role. Hopefully her acting has improved so that she actually stands out in this role. And I like that it's about an unsung hero. I mean, it's a hero that has been praised. We just never hear about her. So I like that quality. And so I'm excited to see this movie.
And also, there won't be any family conflict with this movie because the brothers were present at the launch. And they said that their mom, when she saw Sonam, she was like, this is our Neerja. So we won't have any of that drama with this movie, thankfully. So, and it's nice because it's such a serious topic, I think.
Yeah. That the point about Sonam taking on this role, I completely agree with, because as regular listeners will know, I am not the biggest Sonam Kapoor fan. But I think one, she's a really good fit for this role. And I think this is really a chance for her to prove that she does have the acting kind of capability and prowess that the other actresses have, and prove doubters like me wrong. And I would be happy if she does, because I want to watch good movies. So I'm quite excited for that. The other thing is on the other trailer I saw was Sala Kadus, to build on the theme of sports movies and things.
That played before Bajirao Mastani in theaters, and I was literally like, what am I watching? Like, what is this? I'm not going to be seeing that movie.
I like Madhavan, so I was kind of like, oh, Madhavan, like, it's exciting to see him. And I like his character and all that stuff. I probably won't be watching this movie, just so, like, I can tell from the trailer I won't be watching it. I hate boxing so much. But I do like the girl's character. I thought the last line in the trailer is really funny. But until that line, I was, like, bored of the trailer. The last line when she's like, oh, I'm in love with you. And he's like, I'm old enough to be your dad. And she's, that whole thing, that was really funny. That's it.
I thought that was creepy. I was like, please, why are we going in this direction? Like, this is
the point is that it's
Hollywood.
Creepy. I don't know.
But it's really funny how there's this sudden, like you said, trend of movies just about boxing and wrestling and sports, just out of nowhere, pretty much. I mean,
I don't like we it. Had...
It's the new Bollywood trend.
It started with Mary Kom or Brothers, whichever one came out first.
It started with Mary Kom.
Well, I heard Mary Kom wasn't even good. But, I mean, it launched...
Oh, Mary Kom was quite good.
I liked it.
Oh, I didn't see it, obviously.
I haven't seen Brothers yet, but that's another, boxing...
I heard... Brothers was not good.
Yes.
Same. So I didn't.
And then we have to look forward to Sultan and Dangal.
Yeah.
So, you know, we just have three boxing wrestling movies next year. they tried to sell Bajrangi Bhaijaan kind of as, I remember when we were getting like the snippets of what Bajrangi Bhaijaan is about, it was like about a kabaddi player who's doing this and this, and that kabaddi part was like 2 seconds of the whole actual movie.
Yeah. But I think that was part of the thing. They wanted to keep the suspense of what the movie would be.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you're going to be watching Sala Kadus?
Yeah, I probably will. I mean, because I don't have the whole bias against sports movies one. I don't necessarily like sports movies because I think they're not... It's very difficult to do a sports movie well because it's always like the same predictable formula. Where it's like, you know, a group of underdogs or someone who has issues, and then there's some coach or some figurehead who comes, puts them on the right path, and then there's some conflict that happens and something goes off track, and then there's this final climactic scene at the end where it all comes back together. So it's like reworking that same thing to do it well is quite challenging. And a lot of times it doesn't work. And so I'm always, I have mixed feelings when I go to a sports movie. If it's done well, I enjoy it. But if it's not done well, I'm like,
I think Chak De was the last sports movie that I liked. I heard Bhag Milka Bhag was good, but I'm not going to watch that, so.
Giving out reviews without watching the movie is my specialty.
It really is. No, go watch Bhag Milka Bhag. I heard it's amazing, but I'm not going to watch it, so.
That's fine. It's summarizing other people's reviews. Yeah. So that's exciting. Okay, the other trailer that I wanted to highlight is Airlift. So in January, I think the two movies I'm looking forward to are Wazir and Airlift, but we've talked about Wazir a bunch of times already. So Airlift, you guys seem excited.
Yeah, we like actually like Akshay in this movie.
I don't mind Akshay in general. I've seen a lot of his movies. Osma has a problem with him.
No, I liked him when he was younger, like Hera Fairy time. That's about it.
Mm-hmm. When he did comedy.
Yeah, he still does comedy in quotes, but the comedy is questionable now. No, but Airlift, like, again, a story that I haven't heard of. It's a different region of the world, that kind of thing. Like that. Yeah. And I really like Nimrat, so, and the songs are really good so far. Yeah. So that's always a good sign. Yeah, I don't know how quickly I'll be rushing to watch this movie, because again, it's like a sad topic. So I won't be, but I definitely will at some point want to watch this movie.
I don't know if you can use songs as an indication, because songs in Chandar were good, but that movie, not so much.
Okay, but I can tell that this movie is going to be good.
You could say the same thing about Chandar trailer.
You could tell Chandar was going to be a mess.
So I'm confused. Uzma, do you watch movies or do you just like read about all the news and like, you know, just talk about it and follow
up? I do. I watch more movies than Hani watches, by the way.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Okay. Let's not fight about this now. But I do watch movies. It's just, okay, like I sometimes know a movie is good, but I know I can't emotionally handle it. Like Manji, Masan. I started both those movies. Couldn't emotionally handle it. So I stopped watching them, but I know that they're good movies. So like I know what I like and I know what I don't like.
You watched Talwar?
I couldn't emotionally handle it, but yes, I did watch it.
Okay, moving on.
Did you like Airlift?
Yeah, I think Airlift looks very good. And the point about Akshay Kumar is, I mean, so I had Saurabh Pant of East India Comedy. Shameless plug, thanks guys. Go check out that episode. But he made a really funny joke on the show where he was like, the thing with Akshay Kumar is like, unlike everyone else who does like one or two movies a year and they may be good or they may be crap, he'll do like six. And like four of them will be like Sing Is Bling and Welcome Back and like absolute garbage. But then one or two will be like really good, like Special Chubbies or like Baby or like Airlift probably looks like it'll be good. So
it's because he has a really strict work ethic. So he gets things done on time, which is why he's able to fit in so much in within a year.
Yeah, I do admire that whole quality of his. Like, oh, he always shows up on time. He's very respectful. He does this and that. Like, I do respect that part of Akshay, but I haven't seen any of the movies you just listed right now. So,
I mean, I would not recommend watching Sing Is Bling for sure.
Oh, I was. I just barely watched the trailer, and that was for the podcast.
Special Chubbies is really good, actually. I would recommend that.
Is that a cop movie?
It's a cop movie, yeah. So they're basically, they pretend to be the CBI and raid people who are corrupt, but actually just rob them.
Okay, I want to watch
really,
that.
It's really
watch
cool.
That movie.
It's really well done. It's a great movie.
I might watch that because I have my reservations against certain actors like Ajay Devgan, and then I watch like Drishyam and I'm like, oh my god, that was so good.
So I might have that. Also, Ajay Devgan is another person, like when back in the day when he first came to light, he did really serious, intense roles, and that's what made him famous. And then he did Golmaal, and it did really well. And from that, it was like, okay, this is all I'm going to do now. I'm just going to chill with Rohit Shetty and make all these dumb movies. But yeah, it was really funny on the trailer of Dilwale. It was like from the team that got you Golmaal 1, 2, 3, Singham Returns, all the best, Bol Bachchan. I was like, this is not an impressive list. I don't know why I want to publicize this in the trailer. Those were the ones I picked out. Were there any other trailers that you guys thought were especially interesting?
Did you watch like any of the Sanam ones? There's two Sanam movies.
Yes.
Not worth
I watched all of them.
But. Oh, you
not
did?
Worth it.
Yeah. What else?
He said, are there any trailers worth talking about? Those are not worth talking about. Oh, the new Priyanka's trailer came out.
Yeah, Ganga Jal.
I want to see that.
Oh, yeah. Ganga Jal, yeah.
That, I want to see that.
No one likes Prakash Jha movies. Who watches Prakash Jha movies? She's literally in the trailer for like 10, like not even, she's not even in the trailer for that long, so you know she's not in the movie for that long. They're just using her face.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, she only shot the movie for like 20 days.
But
she said
I
it was
like
her
that's...
fast, she said it was her fastest shoot to date, so she's probably not in it that much.
But I mean, there are no other prominent characters in the movie.
That one tall guy who she's like, she says something about the Vardhi and stuff like that. That guy, the guy with the sunglasses. It's probably a lot of like the guys, and then they'll show her once in a while. I don't know. I don't plan on watching it again, so.
Okay, no. I thought it would actually be, I mean, I would believe if she wasn't the main character in the movie, but I thought she would have a substantial presence, but.
Oh, I'm sure she will. I'm just saying, like, they're using her.
Those of us who watch it will find out.
Let me know. I will be listening.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to talk about is the star. What are they called even? There are too many award shows.
No, there was like five already. But, so there's a Sansui Stony Awards, and there's a Star Guild, Stardust.
Yeah, Stardust and all those awards are useless. But the Star Guild Awards I wanted to talk about.
Are they like extra good?
No, but they are typically more like the Stardust Awards, I feel like, are more based on popular perception and demand. And
who shows up.
Yeah, and who shows up.
That's any Bollywood award show at this point.
I mean, yeah, but I feel like the Star Guild, at least in the past years, has been a bit more reflective of what was actually good and not. And in a way, I was not surprised, but Bajirao, of course, won a bunch of awards, including Ranveer for Best Actor, which I was slightly surprised by.
Who did you think was going to win?
A week after the movie came out, he won an award.
Yeah. Although I'm sure they probably had pre-screenings and stuff.
Of course.
If it was me, I would give it to Ranbir.
I knew you were going to say that. Me too. But Ranbir doesn't care, and Ranbir was there, so.
Yeah.
Ranbir's too busy filming.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Bajrangi Bhaijaan won a bunch of awards. Mm-hmm. Best film, best screenplay, best story.
Well, that was going to happen.
I think this award show is going to be Bajirao Mastani versus Bajrangi Bhaijaan.
And poor Badlapur is going to get forgotten.
But I think Badlapur was the kind of movie that, when it came to awards season, was never really going to be. Because of when it came out, and also just because it's kind of more dark and more brooding. I don't think, unless it's something done like Black on a scale that is really something so amazingly different and better.
I think he should at least win Critics' Choice Best Actor. Varun, I mean.
Yeah, he was good at Badlapur. I liked that. Speaking of, you guys have an award show planned?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, so basically we're doing an award show. Okay, so by the time this goes up, probably we're going to be doing voting. So we've been asking for nominees all this week, the week of Christmas. And then so next week, the week of New Year's, we're going to be doing voting. So we're going to be putting up Twitter polls for our popular category. The other category is Critics' Choice, which your critics are sitting right here. So we'll be deciding
how subjective we are.
Yeah. Totally objective.
Go to our Twitter at Bali Project and you can vote for the categories there. We're going to be putting up a category per day.
Yeah, and you don't have to follow us or anything. We don't need you. We just need you to vote.
Wow.
No, because I know a lot of people are very apprehensive about following. So you don't have to like follow. You just have to vote.
Yeah. Check out at Bali Project.
I'm going to try this. I'm going to, at the end of the show, being like, guys, don't follow me. Just go to the Twitter. Check it out. Have fun.
I mean, our Twitter is mostly just for, like, every time we're talking about something, we don't want people to be lost. So we just send out all the links on there so they know what to watch before they listen.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So you were going to ask us the things we were excited for next year?
Yeah. Yes. Moving on to my next segment. 2016, what movies or what things are you most excited for?
There's like a really long list.
I'm excited for Kapoor & Sons and E Dil Hai Mushkil.
Fitur. Urta Punjab, I'm really excited for.
Mirziya.
Oh, yes, I'm so excited for Mirziya. Oh, you didn't talk about Mirziya.
Did that trailer come out?
The teaser came out, but...
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
That was... Instagram teaser.
Do you also know Harsh Kapoor?
No, I don't know Harsh Kapoor. Sorry.
It's okay. But me and Hani, we talked about it, I think, extensively on our podcast because we both read the story of Mirza Sahiba's story, and so we're super excited.
Yeah.
It's going to be another one of those epics, though, so I don't know if you guys are both going to be interested.
I'm actually really excited, surprisingly, for once, for both Shahrukh movies. Fan and Rais both look really good.
I covered my face when the Fan trailer came on because I literally can't look at Shahrukh like that. It's disgusting.
I mean, yeah, but... one, Shahrukh looks like that through half of Dilwale anyway.
He really does. Okay, but then the beard compensates for all of it.
But I think it's an interesting concept. I don't know how they'll do it. And Rais, I'm just happy that he's actually playing someone his own age and is playing someone who, you know, fits the character profile.
I really don't think he looks Gujarati at all, but I'm so excited for Rais.
I'm excited for Myra Khan to make her debut in Bollywood.
I'm just excited for Rais in general. Like, the whole concept is so good. The whole, like, and it'll probably win against Sultan, let's be real. So,
I don't know about that. You underestimated the power of Salman.
Really? I feel like... Really? Doesn't Shah Rukh have, like, a bigger NRI presence so he'll win?
NRI, yes, but in, like, domestic, I think Salman would probably win out, just about.
I think Shah Rukh has the better, like, concept as well. Sultan as
well. Don't care about that. They'll watch anything.
Yeah, I mean, Dilwale is doing better than Bajirao, so...
Yeah. Are you excited? What else are you excited for?
What else am I excited for? I'm excited for those two. I am excited for...
Are you excited for Azhar? Which is another biopic on a sports person.
No, I'm excited for that one because it doesn't seem to be about sports. They're, like, all his wives are in it. They have all the cricket players. Like, it can't be just about the sport.
The problem is, I mean, if you told me the concept and you told me just what the movie was, I would be excited. The fact that Azharuddin himself actually endorses it, though, makes me believe that it's not actually going to be that true to fact and true to whatever. And I feel like his real life would be a lot more shady and more interesting than what they're going to show. One. And two, based on, like, the trailer and the teaser, it just looks really not real.
Imran Hashmi's playing Azhar, or is it Rajkumar Rao?
Imran Hashmi.
Why did I think it was Rajkumar? Oh, Dhoni. That's Dhoni. So when is Dhoni coming out?
Yeah, I'm excited for Dhoni.
Wait, what is... What has Dhoni done to deserve a biopic? I know Azhar did something, like, evil, but, like... No, but, like, Dhoni hasn't done anything, like, crazy.
No, he just, you know, hit the match-winning six when we won the World Cup, and...
That doesn't mean anything to me.
It's the greatest successful captain in history.
You're talking to the wrong person about that.
My mom always says Kapil Davis.
I actually don't know what the movie is going to be about. Like, I take your point in terms of there's been no drama or conflict in his life as far as we know, but who knows?
Yeah, there was a picture of, like, the guy, some, like, the actual couple with the fake couple who's going to be playing them, like Sakshi Dhoni. I know his wife's name, apparently. Sakshi Dhoni and like, whoever's going to be playing his wife in the movie and all that stuff. So that's why I would be less excited for Dhoni, because I feel like it's going to be about cricket. Also, it's going to be about, like, the match-fixing problem. Yeah. Which I wouldn't want someone to bring that issue up again if I was Azhar.
But that part I'm actually quite interested about, because I'm interested to at least see what they say and how they deal with it. Because, I mean, the last, like, Imran Hashmi did Jannat as well, which was a lot about match fixing and the underworld. And that was pretty good.
I liked that movie. That was a good movie.
And it had great music as well.
Yeah. So.
When did that movie come out?
2008. I was in India at the time, that's why I knew. That's why I know.
Okay, I know nothing about this movie. I'm also excited for Dhishum.
I want to see Ki and Ka, even though it sounds so stupid.
I'm excited for Ki and Ka, too. It has a good director, so...
Ki and Ka is the R. Balki one, right?
Yeah.
It's the one with Arjun and Kareena.
I'm also excited to see how they actually look as a couple together.
Are you guys not excited for Ranbir and Katrina as a couple together?
Is Jagga Juices ever going to come out? So if that ever comes out, let me know.
In 2017.
It was supposed to come out last year. So that's how bad the delays have been.
2017, when they're finally broken up or something, according to these news that we've been hearing. I'm mostly excited for, I think, like Rangoon or The Punjab, Kapoor and Sons, like those like solid type movies.
Awesome. Okay. On that note, thank you guys so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
This was fun. Everyone, please check out The Bollywood Project. Check them out on Twitter, but don't follow them apparently. because they don't need you.
That's Ozma's words. I do not endorse her words. Her reviews are not mine.
Yes. But yeah, check out The Bollywood Project on... it's on iTunes, on the podcast app on iOS. And also check out the other episodes of Bollywood Weekly if you haven't. And follow TIC Productions on Facebook and Twitter. And you can also subscribe to the podcast on SoundCloud. And if you're on an iPhone or iOS device, you can check out the podcast app and just search Bollywood Weekly. And review us, please.
But anyways, thanks for having us on.
Yeah.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.